Welcome to Get Over It, the Consciousness Transforming Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I have got a show favorite back today. We have Dr. Susan Shumsky back, and she's going to be talking about her book, so we got a twofer going on, Third Eye Meditations and Chakras and Chakra Healing. Susan always gives you pertinent, up-to-the-moment information that you can utilize right now to help shift your energy, and it is definitely needed in this time of chaos and confusion. So listen in, and we're going to get some really good advice, and at the same time, go out there and get that book, or get both books, I should say, because you will find that they're both very beneficial. And important to what's going on right now. Excuse me. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you shift your consciousness to break through blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you let go of the BS that is holding you back, but you know I always ask the question, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. A bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience supporting people to break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing cutting-edge information that enables you to prosper and thrive. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I also author 2 books. Excuse me. I provide consultations and healings in all areas of life that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your best life. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, NessMoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. Dr. Susan Shumsky dedicates her life to helping people take command over their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. She is a best-selling author of 17 books in English and 34 books in foreign languages. She has won 31 prestigious book awards. A pioneer in the human potential field, she has taught meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition to thousands worldwide for decades. Now, Dr. Shumsky is a highly respected spiritual teacher, award-winning author, and founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. For over 2 decades, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, founder of Transcendental Meditation and guru of the Beatles. She has served on Maharishi's personal staff for 6 years, and you can check her out at her websites. The first one is drsusan.org, that's drsusan.org, and the second one, divinetravels.com, divinetravels.com. And the books that we're talking about today, the first one is Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition. And the second one is The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healings, How to Unlock Your 7 Energy Centers for Healing, Happiness, and Transformation. Welcome back, Susan.
I'm so thrilled to be here with you today, Monique. I'm excited about our interview.
I am too. It's been a little bit since you've come on. And, you know, I always said with your other books, I've got my Shumsky shelf growing. So now I have 2 more additions to my Shumsky shelf. You know, and folks, I say that, you know, I don't say often that, you know, the books that I have on air are keepers, only because I talk to so many people and I interview so many people that it's impossible to keep everything. But I do hold on to Susan's books because there is always deep information contained within, and you can go pick up the book based on the title and find the information that you're looking for. So if you are at all excited or wondering about, you know, your third eye and how to open it and utilize it, or if you're all wondering and exciting about chakras, these two books are definitely for you. So see, Susan, you got two books out pretty much the same time, the Meditations and the Chakras. Why now?
Well, I think that both of these topics are pertinent to today's world, especially meditation. Meditation is something that people need right now. A lot of crazy things are going on in the news, crazy things of people being afraid, people being terrified of whatever it is. They're terrified of this virus that's going around. They're terrified about the government, and people are all wound up about all these issues. If they watch the news, you know, they're getting very scary messages every day that frighten them. So now is the time for us to learn how to become more centered within ourselves, for us to go back to our inner equilibrium, to go back to equanimity, which is what meditation helps us to do. And besides that, meditation helps us to make wise decisions with peaceful confidence. When we're faced with challenges, when we're faced with fears, we need to make the best decisions. And developing our intuition is a way to do that.
Well, you know, you said earlier that it's important to basically get out of mass mind consciousness and, you know, follow your own path. At least that's what I heard. How can we utilize meditation in this time to find peace? I mean, we got the COVID-19 virus going on. We've got the elections, you know, going on, or at least the primaries for the elections. How can we find peace if we find ourselves glued to that TV or the internet or Facebook or any of those other technology-driven mind screws that are out there? How can we find peace in this time via either meditation or working with our chakras?
Yes, so the reality is that sitting there glued to news 24 hours a day is not the way to find peace of mind. In fact, it's the opposite. So the number one, unplug yourself from these messages that are you're being bombarded with all the time, and take some time each day, even if it's just a few minutes, to go within and to experience inner peace. Now that may, for some people, they may think, but that's impossible. They either don't think they have the time, or they don't think they can actually achieve the inner peace through meditation. The reality is, a lot of people try, and I use the word try to meditate, put effort into trying to blank their mind, put effort into trying to get into a state that they're trying to attain.
That trying word.
Yeah, it's very trying. So the important thing is for us to realize that the most important thing about meditation is to be comfortable, be comfortable and relaxed, and to go into a highly relaxed, peaceful state of consciousness. And to achieve that is not rocket science. It's actually the easiest thing. Because if you use the meditations that are in my book, Third Eye Meditations, what you're going to find is that you will be guided step by step through the process. That's the advantage of guided meditation. That is, it's what I call the do nothing program. Do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And the less that you do, the better experience you're going to have. So guided meditation, which just is just a meditation that is instructions to take you deeper and deeper and deeper into the meditative state. So you can either read the book and go into the meditation by reading, with eyes open. Or what you can do is use the meditations by recording them onto a device with your own voice, uh-huh. and then sitting down comfortably and closing your eyes, being in a peaceful state, and playing the meditation back and listening to it with your eyes closed and being comfortable. And that will guide you. Your own voice will then guide you into meditation. The other option is that this book is also available in audiobook as well as a book, a physical book.
Oh, okay.
So guided meditation is really, as I said, a step-by-step process that takes you into the meditative state just by listening to the words and following the instructions, or by reading the words and following the instructions. So it's the easiest possible way to meditate. It engages your mind so that your mind doesn't drift off into la-la land.
Uh-huh.
And it helps you to truly experience unbounded awareness, to truly experience higher states of consciousness just by following the instructions. So it's so powerful. It's so relevant to today. And I highly recommend that you use this type of meditation called guided meditation.
Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer because you just have to sit, listen, and follow whatever you're listening to. And if your mind does drift, you can come right back to it. So how is this guided meditation different from the transcendental meditation that you learned under the master?
Right. So I practiced transcendental meditation for 2 decades. And that is a very powerful form of meditation that I do recommend to people, especially to beginners. It is a meditation that uses mantra. Mantra meaning a Sanskrit word or group of words that you think in your mind and repeat in your mind quietly, easily, and effortlessly. And it takes you into the transcendental state of consciousness, which is a higher consciousness beyond the normal 3 states of consciousness that we live in, which are waking, dreaming, and deep sleep states. There's a 4th state, and it's called Turiya. Turiya, actually, is a Sanskrit word that means the fourth state. And that's the state of unbounded awareness, of absolute bliss consciousness. And it's also called Samadhi. Samadhi meaning stillness of mind and evenness of mind, actually, and stillness of body. So that state is what people throughout the ages have tried to attain, a higher state of consciousness. And transcendental meditation can take you there. And also the guided meditations that I recommend, that I write, that can also take you there. But it's different. It's a different process. The meditations in my book, Third Eye Meditations, they do not use a mantra. Well, some of them, there are some mantras in the book, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But generally, the guided meditations in the book do not use a mantra at all. It's just following the process step by step, leading you into meditation.
Okay. So why the third eye? Why third eye meditations as opposed to meditations for the mind, body, and soul or whatever?
Right. So the reason why this is called third eye meditations is because it does help you to awaken your third eye. And maybe we should back up and explain what the third eye is. Should we do that, Monique?
Yeah, we can. I think my audience knows, but let's do it just to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Right. So probably all of your listeners are aware that there are energy centers in the body, in the subtle body, actually. It's not in your gross physical body. There are energy centers in the subtle body that is known as the pranamaya kosha, also known as the vital energy body. We have several sheaths that we inhabit. There is the physical body, which is known as anamaya kosha, meaning the food sheath,
uh-huh.
which is made of food, sustained by food, and becomes food for something else after we're gone. Then there's the pranamaya kosha, which is the vital energy sheath, which consists of prana, meaning life force energy in Sanskrit, in India, and in China they call it qi, and in Japan they call it ki. So that is one layer of our energy body, of our aura. Uh-huh. One layer of our aura is this vital energy body. And then another layer is called the mental body or manomaya kosha. And that consists of the part of the mind through which we experience the world, through the senses, the sensory mind, and also the emotional body is part of that manomaya kosha or mental body, it's called.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a vijnanamaya kosha, which is the intellect and ego body. And then there's the anandamaya kosha, which is your causal body. So these are the fivefold sheath, pancha kosha it's called in Sanskrit, the fivefold sheath.
Uh-huh.
And that one sheath called the vital energy body, that is the sheath that is keeping you alive. It's the prana, the body of prana, or life force energy. It's said in the ancient scriptures of India that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death.
Uh-huh.
So prana is what is keeping you alive. It gives you motion. It gives you heat. It gives you heat.
Uh-huh.
So we've got this pranic body, this life energy body. And in that body, which is subtle body, not gross physical body, in this subtle body, there are what's called nadi, which is Sanskrit for conduits of subtle energy. There are tubes through which this life force energy flows. And in China, they call them meridian, which you've probably heard of meridian,
uh-huh.
although you may not have heard of nadi.
Uh-huh.
So these, so the life force energy is flowing through these pathways. And when many of these pathways intersect and form a plexus, that's called a chakra. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit.
Uh-huh.
So there are major chakra, seven major chakra. There's the base chakra or root chakra at the base of the spine. There's
uh-huh.
the pelvic chakra in the area of the gonads. There's the navel chakra in the area of your solar plexus.
Uh-huh.
There is the heart chakra in the area of your heart. And then there's the throat chakra. And then that's obviously in your neck and throat area. And then there's the third eye chakra, which is in the very center of your head. And there's
uh-huh.
the crown chakra that's above your head. So the sixth major chakra, is called Ajna chakra, known as, that translates as, command center. And
uh-huh.
that is your third eye chakra, which is in the area of your pineal gland in the center of your head. It also is in your forehead and in the back of your head. So that sixth chakra is involved with higher perception. It's involved with intuition and insight. It's your sixth sense. And it's your third eye. It's called third eye. We see the world through our two eyes, but the third eye is the eye of illumination, the eye through which you have subtle sensory perception, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience.
Uh-huh.
So clairvoyance meaning clear seeing or clear vision. There's the clear hearing, which is clairaudience, and then the clear feeling, which is the clairsentience. So when we open our third eye, we are developing the subtle sensory perception. We are able to see things hidden from view, things that we don't see with our physical eyes. And we're able to visit realms of existence, other planes of existence through the third eye.
Uh-huh.
And we're able to experience higher consciousness, higher awareness through the third eye. So the Third Eye Meditations book helps us to open this third eye through the guided meditations just by following the instructions you are automatically beginning to develop your sense of visualization, your sense of being able to imagine things that are hidden from view. That helps you to awaken your third eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Susan, when I was reading the book and doing some of the exercises, what I found is that as I was going through the different meditations, it took me out of mass mind consciousness. And then when I did decide, made that choice to reengage with mass mind consciousness, the fear, the anger, all of the energies that we are experiencing globally right now, it just wasn't there. It was almost like being detached and watching a movie as opposed to being in the movie. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense, Monique. In fact, it makes absolute sense. According to the ancient scriptures of India, that talk about the state of being a witness. The witness state is a state of consciousness that I described before, that state of Turiya, the fourth state of consciousness, the state of transcendental awareness. When you disengage from the madness of the waking state and you become serene in this state of higher awareness known as Sat Chit Ananda, absolute bliss consciousness. And that state is a state of witnessing whatever's going on in your world, that you are in a way you're detached, in another way you're more emotionally available than ever before.
Yes.
Because you are in a peaceful state of equanimity. And so you're able to engage with others intimately, beautifully, wonderfully. And also you're able to not be affected negatively by things around you, whatever that may be, whether it's the news on TV or whether it's people around you, peer pressure, or whether it's problems at work, problems at school, problems wherever you're finding problems. You're able to handle those problems much better when you are in this higher state of consciousness. And wow, it's so fantastic that these days the vibration of the atmosphere of this planet has risen so much that people are able to have these experiences like instantly. It's so amazing the difference now as compared to, let's say, half a century ago, when it would be a struggle for people to have any kind of meditation experience, and it would take really a long time before they could get into this transcendental state. But today, people are able to, for example, teaching somebody, leading someone into this higher state of consciousness becomes effortless and so fast. People are able to just pick up on this immediately. It's amazing to me to see the difference in vibration of the atmosphere of this planet, which has risen so high over the last few decades.
Yes. Folks, we're speaking with Dr. Susan Shumsky. She's talking about her two latest books, Third Eye Meditations and The Big Book of Chakra and Chakra Healings. You can check her out at one of her two websites, and that is drsusan.org, drsusan.org, or divinetravels.com, divinetravels.com. Susan, when we're going through the meditations and we're feeling a little bit different afterwards, is it possible to stay in that raised vibration, or can we sometimes slip back down into a lower vibration because we're not practicing, you know, on a daily basis?
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, Monique, because the truth is that it is a good idea to meditate often, meditate on a regular basis, at least once a day, if you can, if you possibly can fit even 5 minutes into your schedule. It's a good idea to do that regularly because it does build up, the higher consciousness does build up over time. And when you, and it is possible, of course, to slip back into lower states of vibration at any time. So it's a good idea to practice and practice and practice and get better at it. And And also it will build up this kind of consciousness, this unbounded awareness.
Mm-hmm.
My guru, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, he used to use an analogy that was pretty good analogy. In India, the way that they dye cloth is that they put the cloth into the vat of dye, and then uh-huh. they lay the cloth out on the ground in the sunshine for it to bake in the sun, which fades the color, and then they put it back in the vat again, and they do that process over and over until the cloth becomes color fast. So in a way, what we're doing is we're dipping our mind into higher consciousness,
uh-huh.
and then we are being very active in the world after we meditate, and some of the bliss, shall we say, fades away, and
uh-huh.
then we go back and meditate again, and then it fades away again until it becomes color fast. It becomes a part of our everyday life to be in this higher state of consciousness. Then we're able to maintain that state of what we call samadhi, which is evenness of mind, equanimity of mind, and stillness of body. We're able to maintain that throughout the day without getting our feathers ruffled by the things that are going on around us. We have more stability in the midst of all the challenges that we need to face every day.
Okay. Well, Susan, before we talk about your big book of chakras, would you be open to providing us with a sample guided meditation for the amount of time you feel necessary?
Oh, I would love to do that. You want me to do that now?
Yep, let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's all just sit comfortably, unless you happen to be driving right now. Sit comfortably. Get into a kind of a centered state, just really comfortable, because comfort is the most important thing about meditation. That means I don't recommend people sit in the middle of the floor in cross-legged position because there's no back support. It's a good idea to have back support in meditation. It just makes you more comfortable, unless you happen to love sitting without back support. I don't recommend it. So get comfortable and close your eyes, and don't open your eyes until I tell you to open them. It's best to sit in meditation rather than to lie down. I don't want to really put you to sleep right now, so let's sit up while we're meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, and as I said, just keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. So let's take a big, deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in. And let it all go. And let's take a big deep breath of divine love. Breathe in. And relax. And let's take a big deep breath of relaxation. Breathe in. And let it go. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, let God. Peace, peace, be still. Be still and be at peace. Perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace. Be still and be at peace. Let's take a big deep breath to go deeper. Breathe in. And release. Release, 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 let go. Let go, let go, let go. So let's just begin to relax every part of our body now. Relaxing the head, relaxing the eyebrows, the space between the eyebrows, relaxing the cheeks and the jaw, relaxing the neck and the shoulders, just letting everything go. Relaxing the arms, the hands, the fingers. Relaxing the chest. Relaxing the back, the upper back, the lower back. Relaxing the buttocks and the thighs. Relaxing the knees and the legs. Relaxing the feet and the toes. and taking another big deep breath. Breathe in and letting go. And just relaxing the eyes, relaxing the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows. Relaxing the temples and the jaw. Letting everything go as we take a deep breath to go deeper. Breathe in. And release. Release, 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 and be at peace. And just continuing to breathe normally, easily and effortlessly. As we now just imagine that there's a beautiful, beautiful sun, beautiful radiant light above our head, just like a brilliant sun, a light that's so brilliant and bright and beautiful. That light is just vibrating and radiating, pulsating with divine energy. Just imagine that this is a divine light above your head. And this light begins to penetrate through the top of your skull. The light is now flowing into your body, into your physical body, and into all of your subtle bodies as well, into all of those five sheaths that we talked about earlier. This beautiful radiant light is now penetrating your head and flowing down, beginning to radiate, streaming down through your head, down through your neck and your shoulders, and down through the torso of your body. This beauteous radiant light is now softly and gently streaming into your body, filling your body, filling your torso and your arms, filling your hands, filling your whole body down through the abdomen, down through the buttocks and the lower abdomen, and down through your thighs and your knees and your legs and your feet. This beautiful radiant light is now filling down through your body, down to your feet, down to your toes. Your whole body is now just blazing and radiating with this beauteous light. It's just pulsating and sparkling, and it's so beautiful. It is a divine light that is filling your body now, that is changing your body and transforming your body into a light body. Your body is becoming lighter and lighter and lighter and more vibrant and radiant. And radiant health is coursing through your body as this light is bringing radiant health to every cell. Your body is just waking up with radiant life force energy. And this energy of life, this what we call prana, is flowing beautifully through your body, filling it with life, abundant life, radiant life, robust life. Your body is filled with life, and it's filled with light. And now we just see within this blazing light that's encompassing your entire body. It is now radiating outwards to fill your entire energy field. It's radiating and vibrating within you and all around you. And your entire body is just pulsating with this radiant light and this life force energy. And now a beautiful, beautiful flame within your heart is igniting and beginning to burn. And this light is the light of divine love. And this light of divine love is beginning to grow and become stronger and becoming more and more strong, radiating outward from your heart center, from that heart chakra. And the heart is beginning to just grow and becoming more and more radiant. This heart flame is becoming bigger and bigger and radiating and vibrating. And now we are just immersed in this beautiful divine love that is filling and surrounding us now and bringing so much bliss and so much happiness and so much joy as we are vibrating with divine love and we are being bathed in and immersed in divine love. We feel that we are just being hugged and comforted and loved so much. There's so much love for us here. There's so much divine love. And we are just being bathed in an ocean of divine love. We are immersed. We are being swallowed in this love that is just, we're feeling just this surrender and this feeling of complete letting go and allowing ourselves to just be comforted and loved and to be filled with so much love. And we just know that we are loved, that we are worthy, that we deserve love, that we deserve this radiant light, and we are filled and surrounded with this light and this love and with this life. And we feel this divine love just comforting us and filling us with so much solace, the feeling of, yes, I am loved, the feeling of, yes, I am comforted, and all is well, all is perfect, all is in divine order in my life and in my world. And let us just say audibly, let us just say, I am loved. And let us say, I am filled with light. And let us say, I am joy. And let us say, I am the resurrection and the life.
I am the resurrection and the life.
And let us say, I am perfection everywhere now.
I am perfection everywhere now.
And let us say, I am perfection here now.
Perfection here now.
And let us just say, thank you, God, and so it is. So now we're going to come forth from this meditation with great gratitude in our hearts, but keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. So we're going to come out of the meditation very quickly by doing something, which is pretending we're blowing out candles. So I'll demonstrate. So let's just do that together. And we're going to come forth from the level of spirit to the level of mind, knowing that our minds have been transformed, lifted, and healed by this meditation, knowing that we have been permanently changed by this meditation, and that it stays with us day by day. And we now blow out another candle, coming forth to the level of the body, knowing that the body has been lifted, transformed, and changed permanently by this meditation, and that our bodies are filled with radiant health and well-being and greater lightness and greater light and greater just perfect health in our physical bodies. And now we blow out another candle, coming all the way back to the environment, but keeping our eyes closed still, knowing that we are filled with this grace and blessedness that we've just received through this meditation, and that we are blessing our environment with all the beautiful energies that we have experienced during this meditation. And now we're going to blow out at least four candles and then come all the way out to inward and outward balance and then open our eyes. So let's blow out the candles. And open your eyes now, open your eyes wide. But if you don't feel like opening your eyes, then please blow out more candles, and then open your eyes. So now, with eyes open, please repeat this affirmation after me. Just say these words. I am alert.
I am alert.
I am awake.
I am awake.
I am very alert.
I am very alert.
I am very awake.
I am very awake.
I am inwardly and outwardly balanced.
I am inwardly and outwardly balanced.
I am in control.
I am in control.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am divinely protected by the light of my being.
I am divinely protected by the light of my being.
Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you, God, and so it is.
So that's an example of a guided meditation, which I just basically, that was just for today, for this group. It was not, there's nothing standard about it. It just, that's what came to me for today.
Okay, well, it was absolutely beautiful. And, you know, folks, what I picked up while I was listening and going through the meditation with Susan was that if you are feeling that you're having some type of psychic attack or there's energies with you that are not yours, do this meditation because it's going to release it. Okay, so I mean, this is something very simple, and she took, what, maybe 15, 16 minutes to do this. So 16 minutes a day can help you heal yourself, so please just do it. Now, Susan, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it greatly. But before we go, I want to talk about your second book, and that's the big book of, we call them chakras here in the West, but they're really chakras, right, and chakra healing. Why don't we start off with, you know, kind of like the basics, like tell us what an aura is, so that we can start from there, and you just take the lead and go with it.
Yes, we've already discussed what a chakra is, in fact, because we talked about the human energy field. We talked about the five different sheets in that energy field, and one of those sheets being the pranamaya kosha, or the pranic body, and that is where you find the chakras and the nadi. If you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find a chakra or a nadi anywhere because it is in your subtle body. It's not in your gross physical body. But it is keeping your subtle body, it is keeping your gross physical body alive. So the entire chakra system is regulating your physical body and keeping it upright, keeping it alive, keeping you in motion, keeping giving you heat, giving you life. So these seven major chakra, we talked about that. And then there's also seven other chakra that I discussed in this book, the big book of chakras and chakra healing. And the reason why I go through 14 chakras in this book is because when my publisher asked me to write a book about the chakras, I went back to the ancient scriptures of India to find the most authentic information I could find on that topic. And I did find it. I found it in the ancient Vedic and Tantric scriptures of India. And what they describe in great detail in these scriptures are 14 chakras, many of which are, by the way, in your head, in your brain area. Some are above your head. There's also an extra one just below your heart chakra. And so there's these seven major ones and then seven other ones. You could call them minor, but they're all important, obviously, because they are what's keeping you alive and also what's giving you conscious awareness and all of that. So these chakras, are it's important to understand them and to know how to work with those energies to be able to keep them open and clean and clear and also and healthy. And also to be able to experience higher awareness through an energy that we call kundalini, which is, kundalini is a word that means curled up. That's really all it means, coiled up or curled up energy, which is lodged below your base chakra, a root chakra, in another chakra called kanda. It's a bulb, root bulb it's called. And that particular part, it's actually part of your root chakra. And that's where kundalini lies asleep. It's likened to a serpent that is coiled up and that has its head down, meaning it's asleep. And so in average individuals, kundalini is asleep. Anybody that's listening to this podcast, anyone that's listening to this show, your kundalini is raised already to some degree or other, or you wouldn't be even interested in this topic. So we do have an energy called kundalini, which is associated with higher consciousness. and it flows upward through the central canal of the spine, through the spinal canal. But remember, it's not in your physical body, it's in your subtle body. It flows up through there and it goes all the way to the top of the head. And when it does that, it awakens your chakras, it opens your chakras, it gives you greater health, it gives you also subtle sensory perception as it goes up the spine. And as you become more aware, Kundalini grants the blessings of spiritual awakening and spiritual enlightenment, so is associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the caduceus is a representation of that nadi called Sushumna nadi, through which Kundalini flows, and another couple of nadis that are very important that that are associated with Kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing, it's like an encyclopedia of the
yes.
chakras.
Yes.
It tells you everything you ever wanted to know about chakras. It also tells you everything you never wanted to know about chakras.
Mm-hmm.
That's how complete it is. It is the most complete book about the chakras you're going to ever find. It has the most authentic information based on the ancient scriptures of India that you will ever find. And it is highly, heavily illustrated. I did a ton of graphics and charts and also beautiful illustrations. I happen to be an artist, so I drew these drawings that are in this book
mm-hmm.
that depict the various chakras and the chakra deities and the chakra yantras, which means symbols of the chakras. And it's just really an amazing book. It starts basic and easy, and it's really easy for anybody to read this book, but it does go into some very, very esoteric information. But by the time you get to the esoteric information, you'll be able to handle it because you already have the basis
right.
of what you've read in the beginning of the book. So,
right. Wow,
it's just a wow book. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book. And just like she said, folks, she takes you from kindergarten, and by the time you're done with the book, you've got your PhD. But
you can
understand it and internalize the energy along the way, okay? This is not a book that you sit down and read in a day. Okay, it is
no.
a process because you'll
yes.
get energy overwhelm if you do. But it is something that is helpful for you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You will notice a difference. And again, she's got some practices in here that you can do, and it's just wonderful. So if you are at all interested in any energy medicine, this is definitely the book for you because it gives you the basis of, you know, energy, and it helps you understand what you're working with. One question, though, Susan, before I let you go. Now, when we're working with the chakras, is it possible to identify and heal dis-ease within our physical bodies through the chakras?
Yes. The reality is that each of our major chakras is associated with certain functions in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real obvious because the chakras are located in the areas of those functions within the physical body. For example, the root chakra is involved with elimination.
Mm-hmm.
It's involved with bowel movement and urinary tract and all of that. And then the pelvic chakra is involved with the gonads and the sexual organs and fertility and all of that. And then the third chakra, the navel chakra, is involved with the digestion, stomach, and organs around the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Then the heart chakra is involved with the heart and the lungs. And then the throat chakra is involved with, well, now we're getting into higher chakras, which
mm-hmm.
are involved more with other aspects of our being. The throat chakra is involved with expression, expressiveness. It's involved with speech. It's involved with creativity. And then we have the third eye chakra, which is involved with higher awareness, intuition. It's involved with the mind and intellect and ego and all of that. And then we have the crown chakra, which is involved with union, with divine union, meaning realization of your true nature, realization of divinity. And so all of these chakras have physical components to them, either in your lower bodily functions or in your higher brain and all of that. So every disease begins in the mind. In fact, everything begins in the mind. There, we are creating our destiny and our reality through every thought, every word, and every deed. Lord Buddha once said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So Lord Buddha is telling us that we are creating everything through our thought. Because he said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. So thought is the precursor of any disease. And so we have created the disease within our mental body before it ever reaches the physical body. Therefore, if we can work with these subtle energies, for example, using things like affirmation, prayer, meditation, then we can curb disease. We can prevent disease, first of all, and then if disease does happen, we can ameliorate it, we can lessen it, we can work with it through these subtle practices, being affirmation, prayer, meditation, and yogic practices, which you can learn easily, effortlessly, and joyously in my book, The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing. You can learn, for example, pranayama, meaning breathing exercises. You can learn bandhas, meaning muscular locks. Mm-hmm. You can practice exercises that will help you to maintain the purity of your subtle body and also prevent disease and also heal, you know, find healing through these practices. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical doctor, I don't claim any cures, but you can help yourself through these subtle practices.
Okay, well, folks, we have been speaking with Dr. Susan Shumsky. We're talking about her two latest books, and that's Third Eye Meditation and The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing. You can check her out at her website, and that is drsusan.org, drsusan.org, or divinetravels.com. If you are at all interested in healing yourself, especially in this age of COVID-19 and health insurance being kind of funky and all of that, the techniques here will help you and awaken you to what you need to do to take care of yourself. So, Susan, thank you for being with me today as we collectively get over it.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed speaking with you today, Monique.
Oh, likewise, and I'm truly honored, and I appreciate your time and attention as well as the audience. And folks, if you're looking to raise your energy and raise your vibration, you can call me for an intuitive consultation. Consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the master choice of embracing meditation and learning about your chakras. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Agape.